same. I came bobbing to the top and sipping low and slow. It was there all the time, cruising deep, don't you know. When I was three, my mama told me, if you wanna have some fun, put on a Count Basie record and kick off your shoes. She was dancing in the kitchen like she had nothing to lose. And that's how mama handed me them blues. So if you like what you're feeling, and if these old blues speak to you, you gotta take up that mantle and pass it on down, passing down the hand-me-down blues. At the local corner store, and I dialed in a station playing blues at the door. I fell asleep each night to Muddy and Howlin' Wolf. I got my mojo working, play my hand-me-down blues. I took a walk downtown, waiting at the traffic light. I heard a young man playing slide, setting fire to the night. He said, my daddy told me, son, I ain't got much to give to you. No, I can't give you nothing but these old hand-me-down blues. Got the hand-me-down blues. I got the hand-me-down blues. I got the hand-me-down blues. Well, we can't give you nothing but these old hand-me-down blues.
That's the Durham County Poets with the title track from their latest album, Hand-Me-Down Blues, a celebration of all things blues and the artists that have inspired their music. And after nominations for Juno Blues Album of the Year and 2019 Maple Blues Awards New Artist or Group of the Year, this is really starting to feel like a breakthrough recording for the band. To learn more about the new album, we're pleased to welcome lead vocalist Kevin Harvey back to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today, Kevin.
Thank you, Jen. It's great to be on. It's great to be here.
You know, you must be pretty excited with all of the news that's happened since this new album coming out. I mean, you know, a lot of people go through their career and never get a sniff of anything like a Juno. And now this year you've got nominations for a Juno and you were nominated for the Maple Blues Awards as well. You must be pretty happy with where you're at.
Yeah, I guess that's definitely fair to say. It's a little bit... We were a little bit stunned, very happy. You know, we feel it's good to see that the work is sort of paying off, getting a bit of recognition or however you would call it there. But yeah, we're all very happy. We're all very happy about that.
So this is the fourth album that you've put out, consistently regarded as a fabulous live band. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about the songwriting later in the interview, but one of the neat things about the band is the fact that you all write, you all play, you all actually have, other projects as well as this. But
that's
this
right.
Is where you come together, and I just wonder whether with this album, does this feel like you've really found your sound?
I think it's fair to say that, yeah. Some people have said, you know, you can't argue with success. Now, I don't know how what success necessarily looks like, but I've always been a fan of the blues. And when we started recording back in 2012 with the Poets there, basically I had a bunch of songs in my head, and everybody had a bunch of songs, you know, and I just knew that these guys were a great bunch of guys and good to work with. But every album we make, it sort of nudges closer to the blues. And then I think it was Neil said, why don't we just do a blues album? So that's what we went, and we contemplated it for a while, and slowly came into focus, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, this being a strictly blues album, I would say that still has some of those gospel-y and roots flavors that we've seen on the other three albums, which were all, you know, wonderful albums in their own right. The interesting thing about this album, and I think really comes through on the title track, is that you really wanted to acknowledge some of the inspirations that you've received in your career, right? I mean, that's a pretty important part of this for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when I look back at all the, you know, I'm at this age group, I'm 58 years old, you know, and I got to see a lot of the artists that have passed on, you know, Muddy Waters and B.B. King and Gapemouth Brown and Sonny Terry and a whole whack of them. I got to see them in the 80s and 90s, and I said, wow. And every time I went to go see a blues concert by the old Gollum Masters, I was just always floored by the delivery and the honesty of the material, you know, and everyone had their own sound, the place they're coming from, you know. So that's why I think we wanted to pay homage to that, I guess, without copying it, but really give it its place.
You know, one of the things I love about this project is the when you sent out the PR material for it, you tell this wonderful story about seeing Muddy Waters in 1981.
Yes, yeah.
You know, we're going to play a song by Muddy in a few moments, but I, you know, you talk about the fact that you think you went with three friends, and were you really playing music in those days? I mean, was that something you thought maybe one day you would be up on stage doing that?
My friends used to encourage me, but I was too chicken at that time in my life. I liked singing, you know, when I'd be with my buddies, you know, walking late at night, you know, maybe coming home after having a few beers or whatever, I'd be singing at the top of my lungs, but then say, why don't you sing? It's like, no. I was a chicken at that time, point in my life. And, but yeah, seeing Muddy, we saw him then it was called the Club Montreal, ran in and planted my elbows on the stage, and the whole story of, I touched his shoe and he was playing slide and sitting on a stool. He looked and he winked at me, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm seeing Muddy Waters. So it was definitely a wonderful experience.
And I guess that's part of the reason why you decided to, I think there's one Muddy Waters song on this album.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do necessarily his electric stuff. I wanted to do his earlier stuff, so that's why I chose Can't Be Satisfied. There's a million good songs that he does, you know, but I figured we'll go with that. Even though it's a kind of well-worn song and many people have recorded it and covered it, I thought, we've been playing it, so let's just lay it down and see what happens.
Let's play that just now. This is the Durham County Poets with their version of Muddy Waters' Can't Be Satisfied. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Back to fall, going back down south, child. Honey, don't you want to go? I'm troubled with a worried mind. Well, I just can't be satisfied. I just can't keep from crying. Well, all in my sleep, hear my doorbell ring, looking for my baby, ain't seen not a doggone thing. I'm troubled with a worried mind. Well, I just can't be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying. Well, I feel like snapping my pistol in your face, and I'm gonna let some graveyard be your resting place. I'm troubled, troubled with a worried mind. I just can't be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying. That's right. Jump and shout, that old train come late, boy. I come jumping out, I'm troubled, troubled with a worried mind. Well, I just can't be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying. Thing. I'm troubled, I'm troubled with a worried mind. Well, I just can't be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying. Well, I just can't be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying. Well, I just can't be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying.
That's the Durham County Poets with their version of Muddy Waters Can't Be Satisfied. It's from their great new album entitled Hand Me Down Blues. That album has been nominated for a Juno in the blues category, and they were also up for a New Artist or Group of the Year at the Maple Blues Awards. So certainly a fabulous, fabulous time for the Durham County Poets at the moment. Kevin Harvey, lead vocalist from the band, is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. You know, one of the things I love about this record is, Kevin, is the way that you manage to blend together songs from the band. And I mentioned at the start of this interview, you all write. I think the first song we played, Hand Me Down Blues, was actually a group composition, but we've got individual tracks from you all on this album. But then you've also brought in songs from other people. I think we've got Brownie McGee on there. We have your version of St. James Infirmary. And then a little bit of Lennon McCartney on there with a little help from my friends. Are these songs that you would be playing as part of your live show?
Yes, now they are. I've never performed with a little help from my friends. But when we were about halfway through the recording process, you know, I was contemplating, I sort of sing the song to myself, but in a completely different kind of feel. And I used to describe it as a 1970s Sesame Street sound. That's what I heard in my head. You know, I heard the instrumentation is kind of like, you know, kind of a little urban. I don't know what it was, but Anyways, I suggested to the guys, and they all went, "Are you crazy? That's not a blues song. You can't do that. That's like, that won't work." And I'm like, "No, no, trust me." I said, "Just never mind anything you've ever heard before." And Neil came over, and we kind of hammered out an intro and a chord arrangement. And the reason I wanted to do it is because the sentiment of the song, "I Get By With Help From My Friends." And we are definitely a group, you know, the Durham County Poets. I have a disability, and I would not be able to do what I want to do as a solo or even as a two-piece. It takes a village to get me on the road, basically. And so that's where that love of my friends and that sentiment of that song is where I'm coming from for that.
Well, you know, certainly that comes through in the live show because, you know, we got five wonderful musicians really tight. I remember the first time that I ever saw you play, I think it was at Folk Music Ontario years ago. And, you know, I think probably around the time of the first album, something like that. It was just a wonderful experience to catch you. Let's talk about the band themselves. Mentioned before, you all write. But let's give people a little insight into who plays in the band and a little bit of a flavor for the live shows we're going to talk about a little later in the interview.
Well, I'll start with our lead guitarist. His name is David White. I met David probably 25 years ago or more. And I lived out in the suburbs. He lived out in the country. And he had a lot of different bands. And he'd been writing songs. By the time I got a good conversation with him, I realized he had dozens and dozens, if not 100 songs or more. You know, and I said, "How come you never play those songs?" "It's, well, people don't want to hear that. They want to hear this." I said, "Nah, that's only if you go to a bar. They want to hear, you know, Freebird or whatever, you know, but you should be writing those songs." I said, "I got a couple songs." And when I said a couple, I mean a couple compared to him. And then Neil, same thing. Neil Elsmore is the youngest fellow in the band, and he's a great musician, and with a little bit of encouragement, became a wonderful songwriter. So I developed my songwriting a little more. We had a core of three, and then Carl. I said, "Come on, Carl, start writing." And we all got just going, you know. We originally had a different drummer in our group, and Jim Primell, and he was a fantastic, he's a poet, you know, so he had all kinds of poems that we put to music on the first three albums, and I guess that's how it just developed. And David was very much influenced, you know, earlier on by the Beatles, Neil by the blues, myself by the blues, and the rest of the guys just various forms of rock and roll. And Carl's been playing bass for blues bands for forever. You know, he's played at all the greatest festivals in Montreal, the Jazz Festival and Tremblant, etc. And so it's a real tight-knit group in that sense.
Yeah, that really comes through in your music. Now, one of the interesting things about this project is that you chose Bill Garrett to produce it for you. Bill's, you know, being in the music business for 40, 50 years, you know, one of the people behind the wonderful Borealis Records, fabulous boutique record label. Tell me why you decided to get Bill involved.
Basically, because I love him. I don't know what else to say. I love him. I trust him. Musicians have this nightmare that a producer is going to turn something into a disco album or something. I don't know. It's this 70s. Leftover thing. But anyways, Bill is in no way that kind of producer. He hears you out. We have long discussions about what kind of direction we want to go. He's very encouraging. You couldn't ask for a better guy. He just did a wonderful job.
It really sounded like you just fitted in with the team. You know, you really talked about the team approach, how they've supported you with your disability. And
absolutely.
You know, we should mention that you've been confined to a wheelchair since 1981, but whenever anyone sees you play, it never holds you back. And you know, getting back to that wonderful Muddy Waters story. You know, the fact that, you know, you didn't even think you'd be doing this, and, you know, you went through that tragic accident and now have, you know, have moved forward and are making fabulous music yourself. It must make, you know, feel really great, not just to be able to doing it, but doing it with a wonderful group of people.
Yes, absolutely, for sure. It's a gift. I recognize it's a gift, and I want to treat it like a gift with the respect and the reverence that it deserves.
Well, that certainly comes through. I want to go back to the album and play another track, and we've selected a David White song, If the Lid Don't Fit.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, I know David had this, he brought this song to the table, and I said, oh, we like it. It's a good jump thing, but it needs some horns. We're going to have to get some horn players. It's like, I think David and Carl worked out the horn arrangements, and we brought in some horn players, and it just sang, the song sang after that. And like I say, David's got a very good musical sense. He always has. He's a guitar teacher, and but he's not flashy like some guitar players, you know. He won't go on solos for 48 bars or whatever. He'll just play what needs to be played and play and state what needs to be stated. And he's great. I can't go on enough about him.
Let's listen to that song just now. This is the Durham County Poets with The Lid Don't Fit. And that's from their wonderful new album, Hand Me Down Blues. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Kitchen stove getting nice and hot. Threw a lot of spices into a great big pot. Baby said, hey, if you want to do it right, you gotta find a lid that fits just right. Well, you bring it to a boil and you turn it down real low. You gotta let it simmer, simmer nice and slow. All I gotta do is follow one rule. If a lid don't fit, if a lid don't fit, if a lid don't fit, don't put it on the pot. If a lid don't fit, don't put it on the pot. Whoa, baby, it's the only lid I got. No choice. At times you gotta compromise. Sometimes you do what you gotta do. Sometimes you got to improvise. Up a stone. My baby said, I'm gonna give you one last one. You better write it down in case you forget. Cause if you do, you might regret. If a lid don't fit, if a lid don't fit, if the lid don't fit, don't put it on the pot. If a lid don't fit, it's only lid I got. Lid, lid, don't fit, don't put it on the pot.
That's the Durham County Poets with If the Lid Don't Fit from their fabulous new album, Hand Me Down Blues, up for Juno in just a week. Are you going to be heading out to Saskatoon for that, Kevin?
Yes, we booked our flights. We hummed and hawed for about 24 hours. Our manager, Heidi Fleming, doing great work. She said, so do you guys want to go to the Juno's? I'm there. To Saskatoon? How are we going to afford to do that? It's like we still owe over $10,000 for this record. It's like we're in debt, you know. It's like, oh, no, I think we can get some money. So, yeah, we're going. And we'll be there, and we got a one-hour performance. And our band is also, I don't know if you heard, but Dawn Tyler Watson is also up for a Juno, and she's on our album. And she can't afford to bring her whole band, so it looks like the Poets are going to be her band for a few songs there, and it'll be fun.
That sounds very cool. And you know, again, we've talked about the camaraderie that exists with the band, and I know you're going to have a wonderful time, whatever way it works out. You know, I was just going to say, it really feels like you're, you know, this is a purple patch you're getting into. You mentioned, you know, a lot of money to make an album like this. You know, you're constantly trying to move forward. But, you know, if you work hard at your career, there eventually that breakthrough may occur, right?
Exactly, yes. And I don't want to get on a soapbox, but I would very much like to encourage anybody with disabilities out there that think, oh, you know, I can't do that or whatever. It's like, I was very self-conscious, and then I just said, nope, forget it. If I live like this for the rest of my life, I'll never do anything. I'll just, you know. So, and there's many kinds of disabilities. There's visible ones. There's invisible ones. People, I think everybody on this planet has a disability one form or another. And don't let that slow you down. That's my two cents.
No, that's great. Well, you mentioned $10,000 to get back. You are playing live shows, very active that way. And that's obviously one of the ways that you can actually make some money in the music business these days. It's certainly changed, but people come out and see you live. Now, you've got some great shows coming up, including on Friday, March the 27th. You're actually going to be in Kingsville for a Road to Kingsville Folk Fest show. But I wanted to give you a chance to, let's talk about the live show. What would people gain if they come to a Durham County Poets show?
I think they'll have fun, and I think they'll be touched. And I'm just saying that because that's what most people say, that, you know, a lot of people sometimes come up and say, oh, I really didn't feel like going out tonight. And I can understand that. We can all relate to that, especially in the dead of winter. You know, I didn't want to get in the car and head out down the road and blah, blah, blah. But I'm really glad I did. And I'm going to tell my friends, and you know, and then they talk it up and encourage you, and it is a wonderful feeling. So I think basically what they can expect is a decent performance, and that they'll get connected with music in a hopefully a real way, and just have fun.
Well, you have a great catalog now. We've got four albums, which have all been very well received. And then also some wonderful covers. We've mentioned you've got Muddy Waters in there. You've got Lennon McCartney in there, Brownie McGee. Lots of great stuff. And as you mentioned, you know, that you're a really tight band. I mean, that comes really, really through loud and clear. So going to be a fabulous, fabulous chance to check you out live. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other shows you've got coming up?
We have that one. And what is the next one? It's... Wallaceburg, there's part of a concert series there. I'm not sure exactly where it is geographically, but I think it's about an hour and something north of Kingsville, and we'll be doing a show there on the 28th, I guess. And we're in Oakville on the Thursday night. We're at the Moonshine Cafe. That's our on the way up there gig. So we've played there a few times, and that's a lovely little venue. The Moonshine Cafe in Oakville, Ontario. So we'll do Thursday there, Friday in Kingsville, Saturday in Wallaceburg.
That's right. We want to mention, if you want to check out all of the dates, and actually they have dates going all the way through till September on their website, go to the Durham County Poets website, durhamcountypoets.com. That's the best way to keep up to date. I wonder what happens now, Kevin. You know, this album's been very well received. I imagine you're already thinking about how you follow it up. What happens next?
Yes, we've definitely got some ideas, and whenever we have a a little bit of time. We're starting, you know, keep the writing process going. So I think we've got about a fistful of songs right now. We've got five, and we've thought of two covers that we would do, but the rest we want originals. Now the next thing is we keep humming and hawing. Do we want to do a vinyl album? You know, I don't know. There's money in a vinyl, but it would be neat and whatever. So we're debating where we're going to go next. But I think we're going to stick with the blues for another time. And if Bill will have us, we're certainly love working with him and the engineer at the recording studio. I might say Rob Heaney is just a genius in the recording studio. So that was another part that helped us enormously, being in good hands, you know.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say, you know, how pleased I am to see things going so well for you. And I do want to put a shout out to Heidi Fleming from Fam Group, who manages you. Heidi is a wonderful person, and you're not just in great hands, but I think it's just awesome that you mentioned the team approach, that, you know, it's all, you know, one big family working together and producing great music. If you get a chance, come out to a Durham County Poets show. You're really going to enjoy it. Remember, they will be at the Moonshine Cafe Thursday, March the 26th. They're going to be in Kingsville for a Road to Kingsville Folk Fest show on the 27th. That's the Friday. And then they're in Wallaceburg on Saturday, March the 28th. And a lot more gigs on the schedule as well. Check out DurhamCountyPoets.com. We only have one thing to do, Kevin, and that's pick the final song to play. And we're going to pick one of your songs, which is Evil in the Heart of Man. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, I think I'm trying not to be blatantly obvious, but it seems to be the state of the world we're in right now, of negativity and fear-mongering and this whole thing. So I wanted to have a song that addressed that without preaching or pointing a finger. I wanted to have a song that addressed it, but hopefully has a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and I wanted it to sound heavy. So that's where the idea came from, and we hammered it out and just simplified it, and I liked the song very much, very pleased with where it went.
It turned out really well, and a great song, and shows the depth of the Durham County Poets. This is the Durham County Poets with Evil in the Heart of Man from their wonderful new album, Hand Me Down Blues. Catch this band when you can. They are definitely going places. And Kevin Harvey, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, Jan. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate what you do, not just for us, but for all the musicians out there that you know, are not on mainstream radio. You give music life, and so thank you for that very much. It's a lot of work on your part.
The Durham County Poets with Evil in the Heart of Man. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Looking out on the horizon, I see troubles coming our way. An icy storm, clouds are brewing. I'm thinking trouble's about to win the day. And all the people in all these lands, hold tight, take a narrow-minded stand. No love for brothers, not a care for sisters, when ignorance and fear have displaced what we hold dear. I cry no, and I'm taking a stand to fight this evil, evil in the heart of man, in the heart of every man. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. The middle is nowhere in sight. Just fix your eyes on the prize. Now if truth set us free from all these lies, and cry no, Just let your love light, let it shine. Offer hope and love hand, the peace from up above, and then cry no and hold your stand. Fight this evil in the heart of every man. I cry no, I'm taking my stand to fight this evil. Things I want to do, and the things I want to do, all the things I want to do, these are the very things I can't do.